This is Laser Brody from the Hoot Shul Chesed Yeshiva in the Holy City of Yerushalayim with another one of our mini lessons on the week's Torah portion. This week's Torah portion is Vayetchanan. Before we proceed to our mini lesson, I have good news for men all over the world. In the English-speaking world, we have a brand new English edition to Rabbi Shalom Arish's, our beloved rabbi's, English language Emunah Garden. And this is the Garden of Purity. The Garden of Purity. You see this book right here. If you want every single blessing in spiritual and material emunah, go to this book. You want a better income? Go to this book. You want a better parnaseh? You want shalom bayit? Go to this book. You want great kids? Go to this book. What's this book about? This book is called, it's about Shmirat Abrid, personal holiness. It's a guide to personal holiness. Personal holiness is our covenant with Hashem. This tells all about personal holiness in a practical, reader-friendly way, comprehensive in a way that there has no other book ever. No other book ever, and certainly not in English. Okay, I strongly recommend this book. This book will be a game changer, a real life changer. It took a while to translate it because there were times I just open mouth. Had to daven and internalize. There's a law that in order to bring something to someone else's heart, it has to be in your heart first. Something that goes out of the heart can go into the heart. So I had to be sure and learn this and internalize it myself before we could get it down on paper. This book is a book that will change your life like nothing else. Okay? If you don't have this book, and once you learn this book, and once you read this book, and say, well, what did I ever do without it? How could I be a Jew without this book? Alright? That's the Garden of Purity, and strongly suggest it's exclusively on sale on BreslevIsrael.com. That's www.breslev.co.il at the store, the Garden of Purity, and get the book. And if you want a present for a man that you really care about, get him this book. Okay? Baruch Hashem. This week's Torah portion is Vayetchanan. We ask ourselves, what's the question, what's the connection between Vayetchanan that always comes out in Shabbat Nachamu? It's the Shabbat of consolation after Tisha B'Av. What's the consolation in Shabbat Nachamu? Well, the consolation is right in the very first pasuk of the Torah portion. Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Vayetchanan el Hashem ba'et ahu lemo." Okay, I pleaded with Hashem at that time. Vayetchanan is Gematria 515. Rashi explains from the Midrash that Moses pleaded with Hashem 515 times to come into the land of Israel. Hashem said, Moses, that's it. You don't ask for the 516th time. Okay? I don't want you to pray anymore. This is the only time in history of the Jewish people, the only time in history where Hashem told someone not to pray. But we know, had Moses prayed the 516th time, Hashem would have had to let him go into the land of Israel. Had Moses come into the land of Israel, the temple that Moses would have built could not have been destroyed. If the temple that Moses would have built could not have been destroyed, then when the Jewish people went askew, then Hashem's wrath could not be on the sticks and the stones of the Holy Temple. You know what I mean? We don't like to say things with our mouth. Right? As it was, okay, Moses didn't build the Holy Temple. It could be destroyed. And this was an atonement for the Jewish people. Destruction of the first temple, destruction of the second temple. And we hope by enhancing our emunah, enhancing our love for one another, enhancing our service for Hashem, that Hashem will soon build us the third temple. The third temple will not be destroyed because Hashem is going to bring it down in fire. Just like we said yesterday on Tisha B'Av, as the temple was destroyed in fire, it will be built in fire. The third temple built in fire will be built for posterity, because that's going to be Mashiach, Tzidkenu, and the complete redemption of the people and our gathering of exiles, and that's it, the game's over. So I strongly suggest, if you are into spiritual investments, invest in tshuva today. Once Mashiach comes, tshuva stock isn't going to be worth anything. You say, whoa, now you want to make tshuva? Oh, that's wonderful. Now that the truth is apparent, everybody knows the truth, you want to jump aboard? That's what King Solomon said, Yomim She'en Ben Chefetz, that the days after Mashiach are days that nobody's going to have any use for. What do you mean nobody's going to have any use for? Because today, the pay dirt of strengthening and emunah and tshuva are very, very great. The closer we get to Mashiach, the more apparent Hashem's miracles are. The more apparent Hashem's miracles are, the less of a free choice we have. If anybody looks at Hashem's miracles, like we said in the previous lesson, on the recent Gaza war, it's called the Bitul Bechira. It's a cancellation of a person's free choice. See what Hashem is doing. Hashem did so many miracles. You can see Hashem is not even hiding himself anymore. It's apparent. So now you want to make tshuva? Okay. Last year, tshuva was worth a little bit more. The tshuva stock is going down. So before it loses all its worth, we got to buy tshuva stock. Okay. One time in history, Hashem told a person not to pray. He never ever told anyone else to pray. Which means that if we pray, and if our prayer has not yet been answered, it means we haven't prayed enough. These are the words of Rabbi Natan of Breslov. Rabbi Natan of Breslov says, wherever I see deficiency, I see lack of prayer. Because everything in the world, both material and spiritual, has a price tag. For example, if you walk into a Lexus showroom, okay? You walk into a Lexus showroom and if you live in Pennsylvania, you go in Allentown, you walk into the Lexus showroom of our dear friend Peter Cooper, and you say, Mr. Cooper, I want to buy a new Lexus. And Peter will show you, and you say, oh, you put, okay, here's what I'm going to buy. You put $500 on the table. Well, Peter will probably tell you, hey, sir, excuse me, $500, that won't buy the ashtray of this car. Certainly won't buy the glove compartment. Okay, the car costs much more. So we know that just as any physical amenity has a price tag, any spiritual amenity has a price tag. If you don't yet have children, keep on praying. If you don't yet have your soulmate, keep on praying. If you don't yet have a good parnasa, keep on praying. That's the thing. There's nothing stands in the way of prayer. Our ancestral matriarchs, they were all, except for Leah, they were all childless. They couldn't have children. Even Leah couldn't have children. But Leah had tons of prayer accumulated. Leah prayed and prayed day and night. That's why she had red eyes. The Torah tells she had red eyes. Why did she pray? She prayed that she wouldn't fall into the hands of Esau, that she have a righteous husband like Jacob. So Leah already had a whole savings plan of prayers. Our other mothers, our other matriarchs, they needed to accumulate lots of prayers for their children. And the Midrash tells us, why did Hashem make them pray so much? Because Hashem yearned for their prayers. Hashem yearns for our prayers. That is Koach Yisrael Bapeh, that the power of Israel is in its mouth. It's in its mouth, in our power of prayer. There is no such thing that you can pray too much. And if we don't have it, we won't. We haven't prayed enough. Or it could be, if someone is saying, Hashem, give me the Irish lottery. And the Irish lottery is $30 million this week or whatever. And Hashem knows that if you have $30 million overnight, this won't make you happy. You have all kinds of friends that you don't need. And all of a sudden people come and this will make you crazy. So if Hashem will not give us anything that's detrimental, that's why we bless one another, that Hashem should give you all your heart's wishes for the best. We should only bless one another for things that are good for us. And then when a person asks for Hashem, you know, give me an unlimited supply of Coca-Cola. Hashem doesn't want your rotten teeth. Maybe we'll give you an unlimited supply of Coca-Cola. You know, when I try drinking water, drink mineral water. Okay. So we see, this is the consolation. This is the consolation that Hashem hears all our prayers. Hashem never becomes fed up with a person's prayers. And we know that the one time in history was in Moses. 515 prayers, that's enough. By the way, 515 is also the gematria of tefillah, prayer. It's also the gematria of shira, prayer. And one thing I noticed when I would go in Hippodudut, when I'd go in my own personal prayer, and it'd be something special I needed. Every time before Hashem granted me my wish, I saw what's called a hoopoe bird. A hoopoe bird in Israel is called duchipot. Some people call it a field chicken. It's a characteristic bird, a beautiful bird with a long beak and brown and black and white stripes on it. And I was seeing it. It's a little bit rare, and I showed we have quite a few of them. They're seasonal. But I would see a duchipot before Hashem would answer my prayers. I said, Hashem, what's this? And they started saying after I saw a duchipot for the third time, and right away would ask Hashem for it. I got it. And I made a quick calculation. The duchipot is also gematria 515. It's the same gematria as Bet Hanan. It's the same gematria as prayer. It's the same as Shira. So Hashem talks to us. When you go and talk to Hashem in personal prayer, Hashem gives you all kinds of signs to strengthen your emunah. And that's why Rav Shalom, in the name of Rabbi Nachman, he talks in personal prayer. There's nothing greater than personal prayer, because nothing strengthens emunah like personal prayer. And that's the consolation of this week's Torah portion. Take advantage of our inheritance, our privilege of praying. We can talk to Hashem whenever we want, 24/7 on Shabbat, and talking to Hashem on Shabbat, ooh, it's really worth a lot. 1 hour of personal prayer on Shabbat is like 3,500 hours of talking to Hashem during the week. Okay, on Shabbat, we limit ourselves to spiritual requests, but there's a lot of spiritual things to ask for. Torah, great kids, emunah, bitochon, all the good things. Hashem should grant everybody's heart's wishes for the best. Have a wonderful Shabbat Nachamu. And we all should have our national consolation with the rebuilding of our Holy Temple and Mashiach Tzidkenu speeding our days. Amen.